This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in number here momentarily where you can join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And I feel as though we need to defend ourselves from Donald Trump.
And what now, Daryl?
I say that because, well, apparently CNN reported on some transcripts that just became available where apparently Trump was talking to someone from the Washington Post, or the Washington Post published the transcripts, but he made some derogatory comments about the state in which we live. And I sort of, you know, want to defend ourselves.
Why?
Here.
Made fun of our motto? Made fun of our moose? Made fun of old man on the mountain?
No. So let me just jump into the story again from CNN. President Trump, in a conversation with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto, labeled New Hampshire a drug-infested den, according to transcripts released by the Washington Post. The comment was quickly decried by Republican and Democratic lawmakers in the Granite State, including the state's Republican governor, who endorsed Trump during the 2016 campaign. During the call, according to the Post, Trump lashed out at Peña Nieto for the quantity of illegal drugs that have come into the United States from Mexico.
Huh. So, I thought the war on drugs fixed all this. I mean, God, we're approaching like 50 years into this thing, right?
About 46, 47, depending on when in 1970 Richard Nixon actually wound up declaring the war on drugs.
I know, but we've made drugs illegal, and that should have stopped most of them,
like,
right?
I don't think there's that many CVSs and Rite Aids here. I don't know what he's talking about.
Exactly. It's not like we have drugstores on every corner.
I know, right? I mean, there's Dunkin' Donuts, maybe, if you consider sugar a drug, then this is definitely the place to be.
Exactly.
But here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're broadcasting from, there's a Dunkin' Donuts right down the street from a CVS. There's another Dunkin' Donuts not too terribly far from the Rite Aid, and then there's a Walgreens somewhere. We've got two Starbucks, so, you know, if you're looking at, you know, places
caffeine,
where you can get caffeine, and places where you can go get your prescription opiates filled.
And there's a lot of gas stations that sell cigarettes.
True.
So,
plus, there's a CVS inside the Target, so we might be breaking even on the caffeine
and there's also
legal
stores
opiates
right on the highway, which is pretty intense, right?
Run by the state of New Hampshire, by the way.
I guess you could call it a drug nest.
And I got to say, if you like your booze, there's nothing like driving into a state and, like, the first exit you see. Like,
yeah,
it's an
interstate highway, and it's these two huge, massive, like, outlets with full of liquor.
Called the New Hampshire Liquor Outlet.
I know, but you drive into most states and you have that little rest stop that has like your Arby's or your Carl's Jr. and it's got like a coffee thing and a gas station.
The only thing
you get in New Hampshire is just booze.
The only thing that would be better is if, like, right next to the New Hampshire Liquor Outlet, they put like a gun factory and like fireworks and explosives. So it'd be like, come to New Hampshire, get your liquor, your explosives, your guns,
your guns,
fireworks.
I love it.
The fireworks stands aren't
we'll
too
talk after
terribly
the show.
Far.
That's good.
They're not too terribly far away from the liquor stores.
Well, just because we can.
Just far enough.
Getting
for
back
safety.
Into Trump's comments and, of course, your thoughts. Welcome 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Trump said, we have a massive drug problem where kids are becoming addicted to drugs because the drugs are being sold for less money than candy.
Wow. So New Hampshire has really cheap drugs, too?
Apparently, and now I've not seen these, And, you know, depends on what kind of candy, right?
Well, it depends on what kind of drugs, too.
Right, but, you know, let's just think about when you're at the checkout of the aforementioned Target where they've got, you know, the impulse items.
Sure.
Snicker bar, what, about 89, 99 cents, maybe $1.20 if you get the king size?
I think...
When's the last time?
I bought a candy bar. I can't remember, but I think everything in that aisle is like $1.49 to $2 now.
I try to buy it all after holidays when it gets like 50% off.
Right.
But still, you know, less than $2. If you're at Aldi, then, you know, somewhere in that 79, 89 cent range.
Perhaps.
I don't know anybody that has ever offered weed for less than, you know, like $5.
Well, I'll date myself. Well, from what I've heard, when I was growing up, you could buy a quantity of weed for that. But we're talking about, what, Daryl, when I was growing up, like the 1830s
you
or 1840s?
Well,
back then, you could buy it from the Sears and Roebuck catalog,
exactly.
And it was no more than $2.
This reminds me of a thought that I had the other day when I read something about Massachusetts. I think it was Massachusetts. One of the places that legalized it for medical or whatever, there were all these like reports about mold and stuff being found in the weed and all this, and like toxins and metals and stuff like that. And I'm like, man, all the years throughout high school when I, you know, cut class or smoke weed, I never had to worry about mold being in it. You know what I mean? Like, that's
right.
Never my concern. All of a sudden, the government takes it over, and it's like, there's mold in your weed.
Stuff's horrible for you.
You know what I mean? I don't know.
Trump claiming that drugs are being sold for less money than candy, and he also bragged that he won the Granite State because of the opioid epidemic. Quote, I won New Hampshire because New Hampshire is a drug-infested den.
Jeez.
Yes.
I don't know. I do know.
He
didn't win New Hampshire.
Yeah, he did.
I know.
Did he?
Did he?
No, he didn't.
No, he did not. That's why he was claiming, you know, all kinds of voter fraud, busloads of people from Massachusetts and all of this other stuff. I think what he's trying to say is he should have won New Hampshire.
Right. He did not win New Hampshire.
Right.
Hillary won New Hampshire.
We're talking about Donald Trump, the man who makes up his facts as he goes along. The guy who signed the Russia sanctions bill and then said, I'm going to talk to Congress about improving this.
I'm going to take that back. Hillary didn't win the state. I think Bernie won the state, but I think Hillary stole it through voter fraud from Bernie.
Asked by CNN to comment on the transcript, Michael Anton, a spokesman for the National Security Council, said only that he can neither confirm nor deny the authenticity of allegedly leaked classified documents. Richard Baum, acting director of National Drug Control Policy, offered a slight defense of Trump by telling CNN that the opioid epidemic has hit New Hampshire harder than many states and that the president saw this on the campaign trail when he met parents and visited communities devastated by opioid addiction.
I think it's safe to say that a lot of conservative voters in the Granite State, the opioid epidemic, whatever you want to call it, I think is... a concern. It is. And it's a concern to me. I mean, I hate reading about how many people are getting busted or right. How many overdoses we have. And I applaud our legislators that have passed a couple good things, namely the Narcan bill, which allows families to acquire Narcan, Narcan being an inhalable drug that can snap somebody out of
an opioid blocker.
Right. Instantly. And yes. that saves lives. And also the law that gives basically immunity to somebody. If they call 911 to report an overdose, then they can't get charged
right.
with possession or things
and
like that.
That bill, as originally passed, had a sunset provision. The sunset provision was repealed this year.
Really? That's
yes.
good news.
Getting back to the story, Trump did, in fact, win New Hampshire's Republican primary, more than doubling the vote total received by his nearest competitor, Ohio Governor John Kasich. Trump, however, narrowly lost the state to Hillary Clinton in the general election. And it should be noted here that John Kasich basically spent 2 months in New Hampshire leading up to the primary. John Kasich did not do any campaigning in Iowa before that Iowa caucus. He focused heavily on New Hampshire. And a lot of people, I think, saw that sort of as an upset. because generally if somebody, you know, focuses so much time and energy in one place, they're going to do well.
Yeah.
That didn't turn out that way for John Kasich. More on what Donald Trump had to say about this supposedly drug-infested den where drugs are cheaper than candy, and your thoughts. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
A great president once said, the 9 most feared words in the English language. I am from the government and I'm here to help.
Adequacy of loss absorbing capacity. You call that help? That's the mandate approved by the G20. The banks can steal your money.
Well, they can't steal your gold and silver. That you fully control, you can have it delivered into an IRA at a depository under lock and key, where you can hide it, where no one can find it, not even your wife.
What?
Sorry, honey.
Your CDs, money market accounts, and savings accounts are all at risk.
Call GSI Exchange at 800-474-9159. We have 75 years of market experience.
A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. 800-474-9159. Call now and get a free bank failure survival guide. 800-474-9159.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterone, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. We're talking about the newest revelations from Donald Trump from his meeting back in January with Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto, where Trump reportedly labeled New Hampshire a, quote, drug-infested den, claimed that drugs are sold for less money than candy, and, well, he had some other stuff to say as well. We'll get back into the story. But you want to find out, you know, more about stuff like this and other new, fresh stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty? FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. FreedomsPhoenix.com. That's Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com, FreedomsPhoenix.com. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
Back to the story again from CNN. Trump seized on the opioid epidemic while campaigning in New Hampshire throughout 2015 and 2016, promising the people of the state that he would boost local clinics, help those who are already hooked on opioids, and stop the flow of drugs coming into the state. The issue was so critical to Trump that he headlined an event in New Hampshire focused strictly on opioids in days leading up to the election. He said at that event, quote, "I just want to let the people of New Hampshire know that I'm with you 1,000%. You really taught me a lot." He also promised to help people who are, quote, seriously addicted. Republican New Hampshire Governor Chris Sununu flatly said Trump's statements were wrong in a statement on Thursday. Sununu said it's disappointing his mischaracterization of the epidemic ignores the great things the state has to offer. We're already seeing positive signs of our efforts as overdoses and deaths are declining in key parts of the state in spite of the crisis. New Hampshire remains the best place to live, work, and raise a family. New Hampshire's two Democratic senators also blasted the comments, with Senator Jeanne Shaheen tweeting that Trump needs to apologize to the people of the state of New Hampshire and then should follow through on his promise to help Granite Staters end the crisis. She wrote, "It's absolutely unacceptable for the president to be talking about New Hampshire in this way, a gross misrepresentation of New Hampshire and the epidemic." Senator Maggie Hassan, who is also former governor of New Hampshire, called Trump's comments disgusting. She wrote, "As he knows, New Hampshire and states across America have a substance misuse crisis. Instead of insulting people in the throes of addiction, Trump needs to work across party lines to actually stem the tide of the crisis."
So everybody must be coming to New Hampshire, right? We must have the most thriving illegal drug tourism business in the country, right?
According to some people,
according to Trump, if you could,
I don't understand how he's like, "Oh, I'm going to keep all the drugs out of New Hampshire." Like, buddy, you can't keep them out of the country.
You can't keep them.
You can't keep them out of the prison.
Right? Exactly.
I know. Seriously.
So, this is just a further indication of the insanity that prohibitionists, and I say prohibitionists meaning people that still believe that you can regulate what people want.
Yeah.
And as long as there's demand, they are going to find a way to get it. It didn't work for alcohol. It hasn't worked for drugs. Even though we keep upping the ante, we're going to come down hard on crime and we're going to stop it. You're not going to stop it, Donald Trump.
All right, so my thing is, right, like we know Donald Trump, everything that you just read, Daryl, right? We know that for Donald Trump, this has nothing to do with the war on drugs. It has nothing to do with the people of New Hampshire, anybody addicted to drugs. What is his real motive for coming after New Hampshire now? That's what I want to know. Is like, who, like, what does he really want from New Hampshire to where now all of a sudden New Hampshire's become this talk? Like, what are we doing that's not... You know what I mean?
I think a lot of this has to do with Trump's claims of illegal voting in New Hampshire. And it's not just Trump. There are a bunch of
conservatives. So what do you think he's really trying to do here? Like what is New Hampshire going to be having some battles soon with the federal government? Like, did that do something that ticked them off?
Already have been having battles.
Forget all that. What this is about is re-election, because Donald Trump is actively campaigning for re-election.
You think that's what it's about, though?
Yeah. But my real question is, when was this story leaked regarding which conversation? This I think
came out today.
It came out today, but when was the conversation supposed to have taken place with Peña?
The conversation took place in January.
Right.
7 days after he got sworn in.
Right.
And that's when he was still going hard and heavy on, you know, the busloads of people voting illegally in New Hampshire.
Right.
And there's no evidence of that. And even if
no evidence of
busloads of people.
Probably. But I will say this, in every election, there's always an element of fraud.
Right. But not the large scale that he's talking about that he's trying to investigate.
Well, to play devil's advocate, Daryl, all those individual cases might add up to something. It wasn't even close, though. You know what I mean? It wasn't. I can't imagine that many that actually swayed a vote. And I say that as somebody who was at the polls all day long on election day. That was part of my duties. And somebody who may have taken a couple minutes every hour or two to go outside and take a look at cars. I was curious.
Right, but just because there's a vehicle with an out-of-state license plate in the parking lot, one, doesn't mean that the person driving that car was voting. They could have been a poll worker of some sort, you know, one of the people
could
holding a sign for a candidate. Or even if they did vote, it doesn't mean that they were voting illegally.
Right.
They could be military. You know, they end up, a lot of them keep their registrations from their, like, where
sure.
They don't have, like.
But my point is even then when I was actively walking outside looking for out-of-state vehicles and things like that, because that had been all the talk, did I see any? Maybe one or two from Vermont.
Right.
And they were, nobody was there. For there to be voter fraud, there's a couple things that have to occur in New Hampshire. So number one, you've got to get to the polls. You know, you got to hide that license plate or do whatever you do, but you got to get to the polls. And then you have to register at the polls.
Yep.
This is assuming that they haven't gone to the town offices and done it beforehand.
Right.
So you've got to have, you know, at least a fictitious address ready to give and all this stuff. It's not just like you walk in off the street and they say, well, here's your card, and in you go.
You got to think, too, in order to, like, get enough, quote-unquote, fraudulent voters to sway in a presidential election in a state, you have to have so many of them, and the chances of one of them not having a big mouth and spilling the beans is, like, slim to none. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you can't get that many people to keep...
Right. You know, he's still harping on that he won the election, and he's crying foul. So, like, the whole thing, there's no logical consistency here.
That's why I'm wondering, like, what's the real motive, you know? Because he had that lady meet with Sununu there a couple weeks ago, right? Or a couple months ago? Remember?
Yeah,
he's got this, the state house.
He's got this, council to investigate blah, blah, blah. And we'll get more into this, plus more of his quote and the response, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Tyler, time to go for a family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to go?
It's Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from Superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the kids.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish-raised grass-fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And there's more from Donald Trump on his claims that New Hampshire is a drug-infested den where drugs are being sold for cheaper than candy. But first, to the phones, we've got Patrick calling in from Bullhead City, Arizona. Patrick, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
You know, it's funny because I've been listening a lot. And, you know, I understand that, you know, I've listened to you guys a lot. You guys actually make a lot of sense. It really, it's something that's very refreshing from somebody in my profession. But the funny thing is here you go, you're talking New Hampshire. He's from New York. New York's got one of the worst problems in the United States, along with L.A., the big cities and everything. And the sad part is, and until you start addressing the bigger issues like those cities, I mean, and I'm not talking about go gung-ho on with the police and everything, but to start, you know, supporting doctors and instead of putting doctors on hit lists with the pharmaceuticals and going after them and all the people that legitimately can do this, and go after the people that have no clue what they're doing, just out there trying to make a fast buck. And I don't mean anything bad by that, but you know what I'm talking about. People that sell stuff that they have no idea what they're selling on the street, or what dosage or whatever.
Right. No quality control.
And start on that. That's where the big problem is. I mean, when we're out there dealing with these people that, okay, they serve time. okay? Then all of a sudden, a couple of years later, or even 6-7 months, you see them back on the street. Where are they going? They're going back to their same source. There's no control over any of that.
Okay, and so yeah, I understand what you're saying. Barring another, you know, widespread or a sizable online marketplace that allows customer ratings and customer reviews of sellers and things like that.
And testing of products,
that we're never going to have that. The issue is the federal government has made it so if you want to supply people with something that they want, in this case it's a variety of drugs, I mean, it's not just heroin, it's right. All kinds of stuff. If you want to provide that stuff, you have to do it on a black market.
Right, and I just want to point out real quick that there's a huge list of opiates that are actually Schedule II drugs, which means that the federal government says that they're actually safer for you than cannabis.
For example?
Well, let me just start going through the list. Codeine, granulated opium, hydrocodone, hydromorphone, metapon, morphine, opium extracts, opium fluid, orapavine, oxycodone, oxymorphone. The list goes on and
oxycodone.
On.
Oxycodone.
Yeah,
oxy is much safer than pot.
If you think about it, guys, here's what you're going into the doctor. You're going into a doctor to find out why this is happening and what they can do. I mean, back in the days, I guess the early 1900s, they had a serious epidemic. All of a sudden, people started to go back to homeopathic remedies, ointments, rubs, things that, like, for arthritis patients or joint problems and stuff like that. They aren't even treating the problem. All they're doing is masking the problem. And the fact is here, you know, these doctors nowadays, they got you on an appointment where they have, what, how many 20-minute appointments in the day, and you get in there, you go in there for 20 minutes, and all they do is give you a piece of paper to take to Walgreens, Walmart, Save on Drugs, all these different things, and then all of a sudden what happens, somebody abuses it, that doctor acts, somebody makes a fake thing, they put it on a hit list, and then all of a sudden those doctors can't prescribe it anymore because some person abused it.
And then the person that winds up getting addicted, instead of, you know, actually being able to get medical treatment for their addiction, they wind up getting thrown in jail where they sit in a cell and somebody watches them come down and detox.
Yeah. And then you bring up
the jails and prisons, okay? Then these guys get a hold of their friends on the outside to bring it into the facility, and it doesn't even treat their addiction. All they do is become even more addicted and paying up the nose for stuff coming into a prison, which gets them in more trouble. And I'll tell you, it's a horrible system.
Well, I'm going to say that I don't think most people start out on the path to opioid addiction by sticking a dirty needle in their arm.
No, actually, that's what I was going to make a comment saying, that I think if we try to look at this from, like, okay, what is causing all this? My generation, right? I was prescribed Ritalin at the age of 5, right? So you have these doctors in America pumping kids, making kids accustomed to the idea that they can take pills. Like, I wasn't on it for long, but, like, I started walking at a young age. I was a little advanced, so it made it, like, you know, being surrounded by peers of my age, I was struggling to, you know what I mean, find that identity. So, of course, what do? They pump you full of pills. You have trouble in school, they put you on a pill. Like, this is the doctor's giving these kids pills, and these same kids, you know, end up in high school. They get bored. I ended up cutting class. I know that. I know. I never got into, like, the hardcore drugs or anything like that, but I saw a ton of friends of mine that did, that were also being prescribed drugs since, like, the elementary school days. So it's like when you're brought up in a culture where doctors are giving you pills all the time, then you're, you know, going through your teenage years, and that kid shows up at, you know, a party with one of their grandparents' pills, and it makes them feel better than the other pill, and then you get, you know, all these kids taking pills.
And when we talk about the opioid epidemic... I'm sorry, go ahead.
Since when are teachers doctors to prescribe stuff? This is what drives me nuts. they go ahead and send the kid to the principal's office. Then they talk to the nurse, what do you call it, online counselor nurse who took most of her courses over the internet, not even getting practical experience, most of them. And I'll tell you this from experience, I've seen it. And then they send the kid, like you say, to get Ritalin and everything. Well, what happens? What's the kid going to do?
My mom said that after they put me on Ritalin, literally at the age of 5 years old, she walked in and she found me, like, this is kind of sad, but, like, curled up in a closet crying because of the Ritalin. That's what it did to me. So they ended up taking me right off of it, like, not long after they put it on me. But this is the kind of stuff that they're putting in kids, you know what I mean, that has that kind of effect on their
sure.
their behavior.
Yeah. And then we get into this sort of prescribing. This is how we do medicine. And you had a couple drug companies in the 80s that were really pushing the safety of opioids and that they were safe to prescribe to children and they were not being used enough. And I'm trying to remember exactly which one of these brand names it was.
It was Pfizer Core, and the other one was Upjohn Labs up in the Seattle-Portland area.
You may be right. But when they started promoting this and throwing their money at doctors saying you need to prescribe these more, and by the way, we'd love to have you come to our conference in Hawaii, bring your family along, you're going to get more doctors prescribing this. Here's a hard fact. People think the opioid issue is all about heroin and drugs coming in. The hard reality is that almost double the deaths by overdose that occurred between 1999 and 2014 were from prescription opioids. Two times as many as were from heroin. So
look how many suicides too for youth.
Sure.
It didn't just double, it went way up with these suicide rates of kids on Ritalin, all these psychotropics that they give them because they feel they're depressed. I mean, heck, you know, you're going to go through an emotional roller coaster when you're young because that's your mind developing into...
And all the hormone imbalances and stuff, yeah.
Patrick, thank you for the call. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on the war on drugs? This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Imagine, if you will, a virtual world, a symbiotic economy with its own currency, where you can barter your services with others. Symbi.com is a marketplace of real people exchanging skills and services, from web developers, marketers, video production specialists, and teachers of all sorts, to gaming consulting or fitness coaching. Symbi.com is a vast world of people trading freely. Take my word for it, it's an adventure you can't afford to miss. Symbi.com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We're talking about Donald Trump's outrageous statements made back in January, but just leaked today, where he claims that New Hampshire is a drug-infested den, and claims that he also claims that he won New Hampshire, which was not true for the general election. Yeah, he won the Republican primary in New Hampshire, but there's some responses. New Hampshire politicians not very pleased with what Trump had to say. We'll get back into that story. Oh, yeah, Trump also said that you can buy drugs for less money than you can buy candy. But, well, you don't actually need money to do business on Simbi.com. It's a slick, easy-to-use marketplace where you trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy. You won't believe the diversity of the services on Simbi. Hundreds of thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. Go get an account at Simbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Simbi, S-I-M-B-I.com, Simbi.com. We'll get back into this report from CNN here in just a moment. But first, to the phones. We've got Steve calling in from Ohio. Steve, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, how's it going? Oxycontin safer than pot. I'm still laughing about that. That was hilarious.
Right.
That's not
that's the federal government for you.
That's not what I was calling about, though. So this is a Jack's Wallet question, and I know you guys aren't customer service, and I apologize for that. But
Jack's being J-A-X-X, the official cryptocurrency wallet for Free Talk Live.
And I'm sure at least a couple of us here have it loaded up, so go ahead with your tech support question.
So the way I understood what they put out, you cannot use your wallet until they correct what's going on with Bitcoin Cash. I have an automatic Bitcoin payment coming in on the 10th, and I need to know, should I redirect that? It's just incoming. It's not outgoing.
I thought I saw something from Jax saying that they were stating everything was good now. I can't imagine you're going to have any issues. Yeah, did I see an email or a post or something?
I don't know if you saw an email or a post. I've not seen anything. Yeah. So I'm definitely not the one to answer this question.
The only thing I'm going to do with it is shape-shift it to Bitcoin and ignore it after that, but I don't want to take a chance at losing it if I have incoming funds into the wallet.
Yeah, that's something that I would actually direct you to contact Jax. Again, the website, jax.io, J-A-X-X.io. Steve, anything else we can help you with here?
No, I'm still laughing about OxyContin being safer than
mine. Right.
I may not have waited on hold as long as I did, but after I heard that, I actually literally did laugh out loud.
It's so funny, it's sad, because this is our drug policy.
So is that
it's
what
it
means? Schedule 1 drugs are more dangerous than Schedule 2?
Schedule 1 drugs have
the
no...
claim by the federal government. Steve, thank you for the call.
I thought it was the opposite.
A Schedule 1 drug is going to have no medical use whatsoever.
Allegedly, even though cannabis, which is on Schedule 1,
I
is recognized
Darryl.
For medical purposes to some extent by 42 different states in the country.
See, I'm just going to pull up the definition of a Schedule 1 so I can get this right, but it's pretty interesting. It basically says, and hold on.
I thought it was the other way around.
No, Schedule 1 is, according to the DEA, the worst of the worst of the worst. It has absolutely no medical value at all. It's highly addictive.
Like
and
alcohol?
Chris, you've got the...
I'm going to give you the exact definition. Schedule 1, this is coming from DEA.gov. Schedule 1 drugs, substances, or chemicals are defined as drugs with no current accepted medical use and a high potential for abuse. Some examples of Schedule 1 drugs are heroin, lysergic acid, dimethylide, or LSD, marijuana, cannabis, ecstasy, methaqualone, quaaludes, right, for you folks about my age, and peyote. Which I disagree with,
too. Isn't there a very limited federal medical cannabis program where there's still, like, 4 people getting federally subsidized cannabis delivered to their house every day?
They do, and there's that, and there's the Marinol program, which is a synthetic marijuana. I think the feds are behind that. Schedule 2 drugs, substances or chemicals are defined as drugs with a high potential for abuse. High potential, with use potentially leading to severe psychological or physical dependence. These drugs are also considered dangerous. Some examples of Schedule 2 drugs are combination products with less than 15 milligrams of hydrocodone per dosage unit, Vicodin, cocaine, methamphetamine, methadone, hydromorphone or Dilaudid, meperidine, which is Demerol, oxycodone, which is OxyContin, fentanyl, which is killing people left and right.
And Schedule 2 drugs can also be prescribed by doctors, whereas
Schedule 1,
I believe, cannot.
Right.
So that's the huge difference between Schedule 1 and Schedule 2.
And I'm trying to see where, did I skip past psilocybin? Actually, in this sort of fact from the DEA, they don't mention psilocybin, but psilocybin is one of many psychoactive components of hallucinogenic mushrooms.
Magic mushrooms.
But there have been a couple studies lately that have indicated that magic mushrooms, those wonderful things that they are for some people, and help people with PTSD and a whole lot of other things.
Chronic headaches.
Right. Are actually safer than marijuana, which puts it way, way, way up there. So this whole drug schedule is pretty much a farce. It's not about protecting people or anything. This goes back to Richard Nixon wanting to squash his enemies. This is the war on drugs. This is the legislation and the bureaucracy put in place to take care of the hippies and the blacks. That is the point of view of Richard Nixon, not me.
And getting back again, we began the show talking about Donald Trump's statements that New Hampshire is a, quote, drug-infested den. And some of the higher-ups in New Hampshire, not happy. Governor Chris Sununu, who is a Republican, who did endorse Donald Trump, issued a statement condemning Trump's allegations of New Hampshire being that drug-infested den, saying he's disappointed with the mischaracterization. Former Governor Maggie Hassan, who's now a U.S. senator, called Trump's comments disgusting, adding, instead of insulting people in the throes of addiction, Trump needs to work across party lines to actually stem the tide of the crisis. And I wanted to get back to this because Maggie Hassan is as big of a prohibitionist as anybody in Washington, D.C. Hassan is the reason that medical cannabis patients in New Hampshire are not allowed to grow their own medicine.
Right.
She threatened to veto a bill that would have allowed medical patients to grow their own medicine, basically. And
Not basically. For many people, marijuana is a medicine that effectively and safely treats their illnesses.
Right.
I'm not picking on you, Daryl, of course, but what I am saying is I'm really getting tired of people sitting there going, well, that's not really what it is. Read the medical journals. Right. Read all the studies that have been done that have shown the benefits of pot. Are there downsides to it? Absolutely. You may end up sitting in your basement for way too long, laughing at stupid cartoons and eating way too many Doritos.
Right.
That is a hazard.
But if you're like Clayton Holton, who unfortunately passed away a couple of years ago, who I forget what disease he had, but he wasted away. He was weighing like 75 pounds.
Right.
You know, about 5'11", you know, decent height. He should not have been weighing 75 pounds. He would go and testify about why he needed medical cannabis. It was the only thing that allowed him to actually keep food down and have an appetite.
Right.
So that man, and yes, I'm getting emotional, but yeah, that man sitting in a wheelchair eating a bag of Doritos, that would have been a lifesaver for him.
Exactly.
Because he had no appetite otherwise.
Right. And that one drug that he found, this is the guy who was in Libertopia?
Probably.
Yes. I know who you're talking about. That was the one drug that really could have saved his life. And it wasn't like he hadn't tried and doctors hadn't tried lots of other things.
I'm just gonna
marijuana worked.
Is I think the most impressive use of it is with the epilepsy and all the kids that have the seizures. Like, it's incredible the way it stops them.
Certainly. But even after she allowed medical cannabis, they drug their feet, and it took a lawsuit for patients to be able to actually use medicine in New Hampshire. This is Free Talk.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Did the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.